Gura, I read your article about where's the religious Aliyah from the West and found it most inspiring. My question is, the Gemara Brachos 57a reveals that one who dreams about barley has had his sins removed from his file. In connection with this, Reb Zera says that he did not decide to move from Eretz Bavel to Eretz Israel till he dreamt of barley. This implies that one should be free of sin before making Aliyah. How are we to understand Reb Zera's statement in light of the article calling us to move to Eretz Israel? With our Rav's go-ahead, of course. Thank you, and may Hashem bless you for all your work in teaching Torah. Stefan from Brooklyn, New York. First of all, we don't learn halachas from Agadata. And therefore, if there is a mitzvah, and according to many opinions, there is a mitzvah to move to Eretz Yisrael, to make aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, whether that mitzvah is mandatory or it's only voluntary, and it for sure has many parameters that would exempt a person from that mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. And to learn doing that mitzvah or not doing that mitzvah, only if one is free from sin from an agada, that is not proper thing to do. In addition, if you look at the Marsha, he says just the opposite. He says that Reb Zera took a hint from that dream that he should move to Eretz Yisrael because in Eretz Yisrael one is forgiven for all his sins. By moving to Eretz Yisrael, he would be free of sin. And this was a hint to him to move to Eretz Yisrael, not that he had a dream that he was free from sin and therefore he could go to Eretz Yisrael. Look at the Marsha there. In addition, even in your understanding, it could be that Reb Zera had other reasons why he wasn't required to do that mitzvah, and he took this as the thing that tipped the scales in favor of fulfilling the mitzvah at that time. So one cannot learn from this Gemara at all that only people who are totally free from sin can go and should move to Eretz Yisrael.